Now more with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome back. Our guest for a very special hour-long edition of Secure Freedom Radio is the co-author of Architects of Disaster, The Destruction of Libya, written with Terry Blumenfeld. He is Congressman Pete Hoekstra, formerly chaired the House Intelligence Committee, and has served both in that role and since leaving Capitol Hill, notably now working with a marvelous organization run by our friend Stephen Emerson, the Investigative Project on Terrorism. He has contributed mightily to the security of our country and our understanding of the threats arrayed against us. Congressman, we were talking a bit about the run-up to the war in Libya. One of its darkest moments, of course, really, I guess, in the aftermath of the civil war itself, but just part of the ongoing horror of the place now, was, of course, the attack on U.S. missions in Benghazi on September 11th, 2012. You've looked into this yourself. I know you've been following the deliberations of your former colleagues, notably the Select Committee on Benghazi that had a hearing last week with Hillary Clinton. Give us your thoughts about what we now know went down on that terrible day, and what the administration did in particular, Hillary, but more generally the administration, to conceal the facts.
Well, I think there's some things that are very evident, and then there's some very troubling issues that, again, the Select Committee has not delved down into and exposed, and I think are very important, and I hope that outside groups continue working on them. But what do we know? We know that almost immediately in the aftermath, within the hours after the attacks, that this administration, up and down the chain of command, fully understood that this was a terrorist attack by al-Qaeda elements and other radical jihadists, and there was no incitement at all spontaneously because of a stupid video. And so, you know, this was a lie that was perpetrated by this administration for, you know, days after the attack. And why? Because they were, you know, 60, 70 days away from an election, and their narrative for the election was General Motors is alive, Bin Laden is dead. Having a organized attack on one of our facilities that killed four Americans didn't fit their narrative. So they were going to do everything that they could to say, this was not the fault of the people in Libya. This was actually the fault of a filmmaker in Los Angeles. This was America's fault. And, you know, these kinds of videos, see what happens when you put these kinds of videos out there. We are inciting people around the world.
And, you know, this goes back to what I was saying at the beginning, Congressman Hoekstra, about that resolution sort of urging all to submit to Sharia blasphemy. This really was right out of that playbook. Appease, accommodate, submit to this Sharia agenda of these jihadists.
That's exactly right. The second thing that hasn't come out with as much clarity, but, you know, hopefully, again, we'll be able to continue telling that story, is that the weapons and the individuals that attacked our facility in Benghazi that night have their roots from training by NATO and supplied by NATO. Effectively, the radical jihadists did exactly what Muammar Gaddafi said that they would. They turned on the United States. The people that we had worked with, that we trusted, attacked us that evening. The third thing that has not come out, and this was some questioning from Congressman Pompeo that I think needs follow-up, because this may be where Hillary Clinton perjured herself during the hearing, where he was asking about weapons in Benghazi, weapons coming into Libya, weapons going out of Libya, and he was fairly broad in saying, did we use cutouts, third countries or whatever, to facilitate the shipment of weapons into Libya and then from Libya to other places? And when we're talking about other places, we're talking to the radical jihadists in Syria that became ISIS. And she said, no, I can't quite understand why this Select Committee and other efforts on the Hill have not more fully exposed the gun running that all circumstantial and other evidence clearly indicates was going on in Libya.
Yeah, there's a theory, of course, Congressman, and that is that some of your colleagues, including your successor in the chairmanship of the House Intelligence Committee, would have been involved in approving a presidential finding that said that kind of activity was desirable. And therefore, there's kind of a bipartisan interest in having this information remain obscured or even concealed. I don't know if you care to comment on that or not, but I just wonder if that might be at work here.
It very well could be. In my book, I talk about the Gang of Eight, those people in the Congress that are the most fully briefed individuals on what's going on in our national security and intelligence areas. And say that if there was a gun-running operation going on, which I believe that there was, that it would have most likely been approved by the Gang of Eight. And I think, I'm disappointed because I think it's really one of those things that we can learn from, and that's why everything that happened in Libya has to be exposed. And we're now 3-4 years past the events of that fateful night and that operation in Libya. I have no idea why that information can't be made public, other than it would embarrass individuals who are still around.
Yeah, not a good reason, especially as you know so well, Congressman, and as you write about in Architects of Disaster, the destruction of Libya. It may well have been the reason why Chris Stevens was in Benghazi on that fateful night, was talking with a Turkish consul general and perhaps involved, as he had been for some time, in various other facets of this gun-running operation, this time perhaps to Syria. Congressman, let me turn to one other prediction that Muammar Gaddafi made before he was, liquidated with the help of the Obama administration. And that was, he warned that Europe would be invaded, that may be the ultimate means by which Islam would achieve its victory in Europe, not through a violent invasion, at least not initially, but perhaps just this kind of migration or hijra, if you will, from North Africa, from the Middle East, coming, by the way, through Libya. Talk a bit about that as a security problem, not just for our friends in Europe, but when director of the FBI says we cannot vet people coming out of these hell holes, how much of a problem that might represent for us as well?
I think it represents a huge problem. I was in Budapest the day before. I went through the railroad station the day before thousands of people, got to the railroad station, and you can remember the pictures of people trying to get in through the windows of the train cars just to catch the same train that I was on that would have gone to Prague and then on to Germany. But it's total chaos. And it is a huge security risk. It's an immediate security risk because ISIS, Al Qaeda, and other jihadist groups have said, "Hey, we will infiltrate the refugees, invaders, whatever you want to call them. We will infiltrate. We will be part of that movement." So you get radical jihadists coming in as part of the groups. The second thing is, Europe has proven, and I'm a native-born Dutch guy, and I've been back to the Netherlands and talked with the security officials and domestic security officials in the Netherlands, but I've also talked with them in Germany and other parts of Europe. Many of the people coming in from the Middle East and Northern Africa, they are not integrating into their communities. They're not integrating, they're not assimilating, and that's creating huge problems over the long term for Europe. And now you're also hearing that these individuals are overwhelming these social services that are provided in each of these countries, destabilizing these countries. So on multiple fronts, on multiple levels, this is a huge problem for Europe, and you're now seeing it. Merkel will never be reelected, I don't believe, because the Germans are recognizing that when she went out and said, "We'll take 1 million a year for the next 5 years, and this is a country of roughly 80 million people, on a humanitarian basis," the Germans are saying, "Wait a minute."
Yeah, not so fast. Hold on, Congressman. We'll be right back with more with Congressman Pete Hoekstra, former chairman of the House Select Committee on Intelligence, right after this.
go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.